Obsession taking over our lives. Could it be possible that we've missed the boat on a cuisine? Well, tell me, when was the last time you had Portuguese food? Maybe never. This little country between Spain and the Atlantic has been hopscotched over for ages. Now, I was told, for instance, that the food was nothing special. Food writer David Leet would not agree. He grew up in a Portuguese family, and like most kids of immigrants, he spent his early years wanting to be, in quotes, American. He spent the last 15 years wanting to be Portuguese. His yearning for the food of his family led to his book, The New Portuguese Table. David, it's good to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you, Lynn.
So you grew up in a Portuguese family, eating Portuguese food, and you decided to do a book on Portuguese food.
Yes, I did.
And you finally got to Portugal. So what did you find?
Well, it was interesting. When I got there, I found that things had changed. In the book, I talk about how when my father came here in 1959 and we were sitting around the table eating octopus stew that was thick and purple, and all these different foods from the islands, the Azores, where my family is from. When I went to the mainland and also back to the Azores, there were so many different things happening. There was an explosion of cuisine, and there was an explosion in flavors that was going on. And I was surprised and befuddled that there was all this new cuisine. And I didn't know what to make of it at first.
Was this sort of, in quotes, the new, you know, nouvelle, very fancy chefy food?
No, not necessarily. Some of it was. But to me, Portuguese food was the food that was put in front of me by the women who loved me. And that was it. That's what I knew to be Portuguese food. And I think everyone has their own limited view of the cuisine of their culture based upon their family. But when I went to Portugal, there were people making dishes, even in homes, and home cooks were making dishes that were astoundingly different. And some of them were making the dishes that my family made even better, which was very shocking that anybody could cook better than my grandmother or my mother. So that was a little humbling there. And then there were some of the chefs of some of the major restaurants doing things that were astounding and mind-bending to me, still being true to Portugal and its heritage and its ingredients, but in ways that I never saw. So I had to rejigger my thinking.
You know, this may seem like a strange question, but what makes Portuguese food Portuguese? And this, just to give you the framework I'm thinking, if someone were to ask me what makes Italian food Italian, I think I would have to say it's the taste you get from slowly browning things in a big, wide, shallow sauté pan. Mm-hmm. Is there something like that that is the tell for you of what Portuguese food is?
There is. For me, it's something called massa de pimentão. And what that is, it's from the Alentejo region, which is the lower third region of Portugal, above the Algarve, which is the coast. Mm-hmm. And it's red bell peppers that have been salt cured. And after 4 or 5 days, they're taken out, they're shaken off, and they're ground into a paste. So it's salty, it's got that peppery flavor, and you rub it all over meats like pork, beef, or you toss potatoes in it, and you roast or you sauté, and it's utterly delicious. And I have a version in the book, but I kind of go one step farther because every recipe – my father makes this. Mm-hmm. And every recipe that calls for this also calls for garlic and for parsley or cilantro and wine and lemon or all these different ingredients that kind of make up even more of that – what I call Portugal in a jar.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I made up my own what's called massa de pimentão forte, which means like amped up red pepper paste. And to me, that is the essence, the flavor, the taste of Portugal. Whenever I bite into something and I taste that flavor, it brings me home no matter where I'm at.
Boy, I'm thinking about sweet peppers salted, then crushed, and then browning in a pan. That has got to be outrageous.
It is utterly outrageous. And it gives such a depth of flavor to anything you cook with. I had an email from someone today who took my version and they just smeared a little bit on top of a ham and cheese omelet using some Portuguese cheese and said it was outrageously delicious.
Well, that sounds good.
And I love it.
Yeah, but to get a bigger sense of the food along the same lines, mm-hmm. for you, what are the most vivid dishes, the things that again, say Portugal for you?
It's interesting. I tend to I tend to go to the classic, or I tend to go things that have a real long history. One of my favorite dishes is called carne de porco a la tinjana, and it's pork cubes that have been tossed with the red pepper paste and marinated a bit. Then in Portugal, they deep fry them in lard.
I love it. I'm yours.
And then they serve it on top of potatoes that have been deep fried in lard. And it really is utterly delicious, but what makes it so special is that they toss in clams at the last minute, and the clams pop open, and there's that briny saltiness of the clams, and there's the potatoes and the meaty and earthiness of the potatoes, and that wonderful pork, which is Iberico pork that they have there, which sup on acorns for their last 30 or 60 days of their life. And that is one of the iconic dishes for me, and wherever I go, it's the hallmark of Portuguese cooking. So whenever I go to a new restaurant, I always look to see if it's on the menu. And if it is, I order it. And to me, that sort of measures how close they are and how tucked into Portuguese culture this particular restaurant is. And that's one of them. I love that.
David, thank you. My the idea of fried on fried, you have me. Thank you, David.
All right. Thank you, Lynn.
David Leed is author of The New Portuguese Table. Now, for David's recipe for that pepper paste, by the way, this seems to be our paste/pesto show, he calls it amped up red pepper paste. You can go to the website, splendidtable.org.